It's outside the box, trying to keep track of where the money goes. Today's topic is wealth fund. Horrible, bad, damaging, deadly. I can't think of enough negative words to describe what the Executive Department of the U.S. government is doing to our country and the rest of the world by taking a wrecking ball to our government, laying off millions, and hurting the world's economy by placing large tariffs, 10%, 25%, even 50 or 100%, on goods being exported to the U.S. One question almost no one is asking so far is, what's happening to the money saved by letting go of all these government programs? And what's being done with the tariff money that is now being collected by the government? Will it go to a slush fund for the president and his advisors to buy into cryptocurrency, space exploration, new hotels and seaside resorts in places like Gaza, and other wacko ideas? Will it be used as even bigger tax cuts, most of which will go to the wealthy, as it has in the past? The back and forth and back again on tariffs have led to insider trading investigations of Congress members and friends of the president who are making windfall profits in stock trading. Well, I have a different suggestion for what to do with all that money while it's being collected. Here's one. Insulate every house in the world. So much, much less energy is wasted keeping people cool in hot weather and warm in cold weather. Think how much energy, mostly fossil fuels, would be saved. Or switch to all electric vehicles, which would also reduce fossil fuel use tremendously. Or equip every dwelling in the world with solar panels or wind turbines to generate electricity instead of depending on oil, coal, wood, or natural gas. The cost just for insulating is very hard to estimate. Two guesstimates I have seen are $2.6 trillion or more just in the U.S., and $710 to $791 billion worldwide. Obviously, those two don't jive at all. And it would take a few years of millions of people working full-time doing nothing but insulating to accomplish this feat. Sum of all three, insulation, solar, and electric cars might be the most effective, assuming the natural resources were available. The energy savings from every person would be incredible, in the billions of barrels of oil, for sure. Or those funds could provide a guaranteed income for about the 50% of U.S. residents, about 170 million, who are not making a living wage or enough money to meet their basic needs. If we offered a supplement, a universal basic income, to every person who is not making enough because of low wages or whose Social Security payments or other income were inadequate to meet their needs, that would create a much more robust economy. If everybody had enough, poverty would disappear. There would be more funding for education, less discrimination by gender, skin color, sexual orientation, or ability. People would be healthier and live longer. And the third option for using money saved by cuts in U.S. government programs and money collected through tariffs could be the elimination of national debt among all countries in the global South, Latin America, Africa, and Southern Asia. It would help if the holders of that debt, banks, high-income individuals, and wealthy nations, canceled some of that debt or stopped collecting interest on it at about 8 to 10% annually. One 2023 estimate is a debt of $8.8 trillion, with debt service interest payments of just under $1 trillion. If these countries were not saddled with mountains of debt They could spend a lot of their own tax money to create economies that benefited all residents, not just the wealthier among them. Poverty could also be significantly reduced. People in Brazil, South Africa, India, and other nations where poverty is endemic could afford to electrify their homes, get water without hauling it from wells far away, obtain good-paying jobs, and live a decent life. Well, right now, this is a dream, and the option of some wealthy oligarchs using the money for their own benefit is a more likely nightmare. But hey, I can dream, can't I? What do you think we should do with all the money generated by government cost savings and tariff charges? I'm Larry Danziger, wanting money redistributed so everyone benefits.